European Union officials today welcomed Australia's commitment to cut greenhouse gases believed to cause global warming and urged the country's new government to take a leadership role with other rich countries in pursuing deeper pollution cuts. Representatives from some 190 countries have gathered for talks in Bali, Indonesia, aiming to launch a two-year negotiating process to get a deal to replace the Kyoto Protocol. Australia's new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, said his government's goal was to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 60% by the year 2050. The European Commission spokeswoman for environment is Barbara Helfrich.
We do welcome very much Australia's decision to join the Kyoto Protocol. It sends a very strong signal to those countries which have not yet joined it probably will create a momentum that we should make use of to get to a meaningful agreement in Bali. And such an agreement must foresee the launch of formal negotiations over a post-2012 climate change regime. And we should also have in place at that point, or in mind at that point, that we want to negotiate over binding reductions, meaningful, deep reductions for developing countries.